So actually, some of you might remember that 2 or 3 years ago, we started working on this topic of how to finance climate change adaptation by organizing a global workshop on this topic here in Geneva also with the World Bank, also with the African Development Bank and some others. And next slide, please. So there were more than 100 people. Also, many of the partners from today were also engaged, such as INBO, IUCN, AGUA, WMO, and so on. And we had presentations from World Bank, Green Climate Fund, EIB, AFDB. And this workshop has really shown that there is not so much, that there is a real lack of understanding between the water and climate and the finance people, that there is a lack of capacity in national governments and river basin organizations to prepare bankable project proposals and to create some kind of argumentation, some models, some replicable business models which can help to finance climate change adaptation at the basin level. And that also, even in national projects, sometimes transboundary aspects could be included. So the idea was born to develop a joint training on this topic, the World Bank, UNECE, INBO, the African Development Bank, and European Investment Bank organized in Dakar in June 2017, and which was kindly hosted by the Senegal Basin Development Organization, and which exactly helped the participants from almost all African basins, as well as a few European and Asian basins to understand what bankability means, what are the different steps in developing bankable projects, and how to approach climate funds and so on. And as an outcome to this, then a publication was prepared, which Greg will present in a minute. So this training has shown that there's really a need for further capacity building on this topic, and that's why, as a follow-up, some trainings at the basin level were organized. So, for example, these are the outcomes. Let's go on, we don't have time. We organized two trainings at the basin level on exactly how to prepare bankable projects for climate change adaptation. One was in N'Djamena in Chad, which we organized for the Lake Chad Basin riparian countries and also some riparian countries from the Niger Basin, in this time in cooperation with the African Development Bank, in order to build the capacity of experts to address climate change and other transboundary water governance risks in the region through the preparation of well-designed bankable projects. And just afterwards, the following week, together with the World Bank, we organized a similar training in the Drin Basin in the Balkan region in southeastern Europe, together with Global Water Partnership Mediterranean, also on exactly the same topic, helping countries to understand how to develop such bankable projects. And we have already heard over the last few days about some of the good practice examples which have been developed over the last years. Maybe one example which has not been mentioned so much is the Lake Victoria Basin Commission, which developed a successful funding proposal for the Adaptation Fund through UNEP, United Nations Environment Program, and which has now already started to be implemented, or which is in the process of implementation. And the Adaptation Fund is actually one of the climate funds which is accepting transboundary project proposals. So I really encourage you to consider approaching the Adaptation Fund because they have this window here. And finally, also, the OSS Observatory for Sahara and Sahel is one of the very few basin and regional organizations which actually has even become accredited to the Adaptation Fund and the Green Climate Fund. So we are ready in the future to continue organizing similar training if there are requests from basins and if resources are available. Always in only if there are requests, and it should be always in cooperation with some of the multilateral development banks. The publication which Greg will present is exactly can help all of you in this.